Well, in the end, Sean, wasn't to be.
No, it wasn't. And I think what really disappoints me more than anything, regardless of the result today, is where we've ended up, 11th. That really, listen, that hurts so much. To finish 11th after the efforts that we put into the season, that's a kick. It's a kick for us, but it's one that we have to take over the summer. And it's one that we have to give us strength ready for next season for a promotion push. Listen, fair play to Wickham and the way that they approached the game. We had trouble matching them physically, especially in that first half, but we came in at half-time at 0-0 and we had another word with ourselves. And I think you look at the second half and, you know, we've turned off at a key moment on a set play. And that is the difference. We said so many times before that when both our teams come up against each other, it is the finest of lines and margins, and it was today.
Was there a feeling almost at half-time, with Wickham having missed two really good chances in that first half, hey, it could be our day still?
Well, you do, you know. You have to take all the positives that come with it. I mean, in terms of the two good chances that they had, with the greatest respect to Gareth and his team, you know, that was us giving them chances. I mean, you know, we tried very hard to shoot ourselves in the foot in that first 10 or 15 minutes. And thankfully, you know, it didn't come off. You know, it didn't come off for them. And then you're thinking, aren't you, on the sideline, perhaps it is going to be our day. You know, perhaps that's going to work in our favour. But for as much as, you know, we ran our luck in that first 10 minutes, I think, you know, that their goalkeepers made two fantastic saves in the final 5 or 10, and we end up losing the game and we go home and we end the summer full of disappointment.
Frustration that it took until almost the 90th minute to test the keeper?
Yeah, listen, I think I can speak pretty candidly now over the course of a season and say, you know, when you've got to put yourself in my position, guys. You know, when you're trying to manage a football club and you realise that two or three vital centre-forwards are missing throughout the season, you try not to make it the biggest issue. But I can be frank now after 46 games and say that I think if we had have had them two or three players throughout the season, the chances are we would have been in a different position come what the end of 46 games.
But for all you were lacking on the pitch in that respect today, you weren't lacking off the pitch, those fans today.
I couldn't believe it. I've got to say, I think when we turned up and the, you know, the band were playing and you saw all the yellow and black shirts outside and, you know, having a drink and singing and getting right behind us, that sure lifted me. You know, I wish I was pulling on the shirt myself this afternoon to play for the fans, because that was incredible. It really was. You know, I've seen a lot of football and I've seen a lot of football at different levels, but for us today, you know, that will last a long time.
Looking at the season as a whole, overall, wondering perhaps what might have been?
I don't think so. I think you are where you are after the course of 46 games. I'm not going to stand here now and say, you know, we feel are done by, because we fell short. I've just spoke about where we fell short. We fell short in the final third. You know, we were very much organised and determined and dogged. You know, we had a lot of decent play in the defence and midfield third, but when it come to that cutting edge, you know, we were missing for large parts of the season. But for me to go forward to make sure that doesn't happen again, you know, we have to make sure that the recruitment's spot on in the summer.
And what now for Sean Derry? Do you get the transfer a little break before you get your teeth into next season?
Yeah, I think it's important. You know, you take, as a manager, you take home everything, don't you? Every single bit of emotion, you know, and I'll do that tonight. And I know, you know, we haven't got a game to fall back on Tuesday or next Saturday, but I'll be as disappointed as ever tonight. But I do need a break, you know, and I'm looking forward to actually being a dad again and spending some time with the kids and my wife, who's been very, very patient throughout the season. And, you know, I thank them for that, because they allow me to be the manager. And now I can be the dad for a good 8 weeks and have one eye on next season, because you always are as a manager.
Thanks, Sean.